Hello everyone. I know I haven't booed in a while, so this is my first boo in a good 2 or 3 weeks. So I'm sorry I haven't managed to do audio mo, kind of that's fallen by the wayside. But this is going to be a book review boo. For anyone who's new to following me, this year I've been doing reviews of books I've read as and when I finish them on audio boo. So before I start, I just want to say a quick hello to Claire from Ireland, who is in fairness like on Audioboo because she sent me a DM after my last book review boo, telling me that she read the same book and what she thought about it, and saying that she liked the book review boos, and I hadn't got around to replying to her, so sorry about that, Claire, but just wanted to let you know that I had got your message and wanted to say thanks. So the book I'm going to review today is called Room, and it's by an author called Emma Donoghue, who's an Irish writer, but the book is set in America. And I read it as an audiobook. It's a copy that's on Audible. I won't tell you all the narrators because there's four of them, although surprisingly I didn't actually notice there was four of them when I listened to the book, so there you go. The premise of the book is that it's about a mother and son who are kept prisoner in, basically in a shed in somebody's back garden. A man snatched the woman off the street, and after being there a few years, she had a baby who's a little boy. He's now 5, and the book is told from his point of view. And it's about, well, it's about their situation. Without giving too much away, I would say that, you know, obviously this is a difficult subject, and so it's not an easy read in terms of the subject matter, but things do look up for them a little bit in the second half of the book. It's a difficult read, but it is quite an interesting one because it's not something people would normally write a book about. Having it told from the point of view of the child probably makes it easier to digest. I think that's what's particularly interesting about it is that probably when you hear about news stories about these sort of situations, you can try to imagine what it's like to be the woman and how she might be feeling, etc. But don't really think about what the children in the situation might think. The little boy, he doesn't really know that the world is any different from, or everybody else's life is any different from his. His whole universe is basically just the room that they live in, and it doesn't have any windows apart from a skylight, so he doesn't even really realise that there is anything outside. They have a TV and he watches it, but as far as he's concerned, the people on the TV, they live on another planet somewhere or something like that. You know, he doesn't really realise there's anything outside his own world. And as he begins to learn, his mother doesn't disillusion him about this for the first 5 years, but then he does begin to learn that actually that's not quite true, and there is a world outside. So that was quite an interesting aspect, sort of thinking about how he might see the world and how he would feel if they ever got out. And the only difficult thing about it being narrated by the 5-year-old is that to make it sound like the voice of a 5-year-old, in terms of the narration, it's obviously done in quite a high-pitched voice and an American accent, which can be a little bit grating if you're not used to it. Secondly, probably you would find it, whether you read this in print or audio, is that it's the author tries to make it sound like a 5-year-old by making this mother's sentences grammatically incorrect. Which makes sense, but to me it somehow didn't quite be sound believable to me. I don't really know because I've not spent a lot of time with any 5-year-olds recently, so it's hard to compare whether I think it actually sounds like the way a 5-year-old would talk or not, but it didn't quite sit with me right, so I did find that a little bit irritating. But overall, I thought it was a good book. I'd give it deliberating between 3 and 4 out of 5, maybe 3.5. I enjoyed it because it was a different subject and quite thought-provoking. And obviously I was hoping that in the end things would work out for them. So it was quite an emotional book. But as I say, there was a few things about the writing which irritated me a bit. But yeah, overall 3.5 out of 5.